Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when our good friend Joanne Black is back with us on the show. Joanne is a longtime, almost 9-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of No More Cold Calling, the author of the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. She's our good friend Joanne Black. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks. It's always a treat to chat with you.
Good to have you back, Joanne, as always. And I love the way you think about selling, because you and I are a lot alike, and we kind of came up in the old school days, and we're converting, helping people convert. You know, I just don't think you can. I'm not sure you can appreciate what's going on with new school selling if you don't have some background in old school selling. What do you think?
Well, you know, appreciates one thing. It's how we have to sell today. And many of the ways we used to sell are absolutely valid today. And we can't miss that, right?
I tell people that once you get in the door, once you get in front of people face-to-face, it's just like it always was. It's about finding out what they need, what they want, meeting those expectations. The demonstrations are the same. Proposals are similar. You know, most of those things are the same. The challenge is getting in the door these days, isn't it? Like you say, pick up the damn phone.
Well, that's it. And you mentioned face-to-face, and that definition has changed, because now with technology, we can be face-to-face with video through our laptops, any kind of device.
Right, exactly. So, it's the beginning of the year. We need to get off on the right foot. What do you think we should do?
Well, this may sound tired, but it's not. We need to set goals. And by that I mean not 10 pages of goals. I mean 5 or 6 bullets. I'll share mine with you, which may be helpful. So I take a look at what do we want to do in revenue in the year. Obviously, we need to do that. But then I take a really careful look at how that's going to break out. So what are my personal goals for what I want to expand and maybe what I want to pull back on? And it's a general idea, because here's the thing, Jim, for each of us, especially all of us who are running a business, that we need to be open to changing our goals, to blowing past our goals, and to modifying our goals. And the changing and the modifying comes from our customers, because maybe suddenly they're asking for something different. And when several people do, we need to stop and pay attention.
I talked about this in the last hour. I talked about it yesterday, Joanne. Whatever you're going to do tomorrow, a week from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, is going to be driven 100% by one thing: customer expectations.
Well, that's it. And it could align with your goals or it couldn't. But the thing is, if we just follow our path of the goals we've set and we're not listening to our customer and to what we're hearing out there in the world and bringing insights to them and checking in and checking our assumptions, you know, then we're never going to meet any revenue goals.
So you're saying align goals with customer expectations.
Yes. I mean, we need to develop them ourselves first, but then we need to check it out. And as the year progresses, we need to be open to modifying them, tweaking them, and maybe to even changing them.
You know, when I was with Xerox back in the old days, I mean, way back in the day, we would get our marching orders somewhere around the first week of January, and we would have a compensation plan. We'd have the things that we were going to do that year. They'd give it to us, and we'd be compensated based on that. And sometimes that would last all year long. We'd stick with that all the way through the year. But sometimes in the middle of the summer, they'd send us out some new stuff and say, okay, guys, things have changed. Here's how we're modifying it this year based on these things. And as you say, a lot of times it would be what the customer wanted.
Well, you know, that's why we're in business, isn't
yeah.
it? Now, you know, it also has to align with what we want to do. So sometimes what the customer wants is what we don't do or we don't have the capabilities,
mm-hmm.
and then we absolutely need to be on the customer side and find the right resource for that customer.
Right, right. Absolutely. And this is very important, folks, this is something that you can't find out what this is inside your four walls, can you, Joanne? You gotta get up off the backside and go out where the customers are and talk to them, ask them, listen to them.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, our clients don't care that we have goals to meet.
That's funny.
They're not even thinking about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's not their job to wake up thinking about us in the morning, is it?
I don't think so.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I like that. 2022, right back with our good friend Joanne Black. More after these messages. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman to take us out.
So like the ball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.